This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 2nd of August. Lancashire ended the day with an unexpected first innings lead after bowling the Somerset out for just 149 at Haybirth. Glenn Chappell had removed both openers with just 4 runs on the board and returned to take the final wicket to end with 3 for 38. In between times, Simon Kerrigan took 3 for 47, while Carl Hogg and Ajmal Shahzad chipped in with 2 apiece. Earlier, Alphonso Thomas had ended with 4 for 63 to help bowl the home side out for 185. Ed Joyce hit a century and took his side to stumps on 325 for 7 on day 2 against Worcestershire. Alan Richardson had helped peg them back to 126 for 4 at one stage, but Joyce shared a crucial stand of 123 of the 5th wicket with Luke Wright, who made 78. Both fell before the close, but Sussex ended the day in a strong position, already 163 runs ahead on first innings. Ian Westwood and Jim Troughton both ended with undefeated half-centuries to help Warwickshire respond strongly to Middlesex's first innings total of 402 at Uxbridge. They had been frustrated by the home side's last wicket pairs, Stephen Crook and Tim Murter, who had added 72 for the 10th wicket, and then lost 2 early wickets to Murter before hitting back through Westwood and Troughton to close on 178 for 2. In Division 2, Glamorgan bounced back against Gloucestershire at Swansea. Beginning on 64 for 6, the home side got up to 208 thanks to a last wicket partnership of 83 between Dean Costa and Hugh Waters. They then reduced Gloucestershire to 91 for 7 by the close, as Jim Allenby took 3 wickets and Robert Croft took 2. Less than 58 overs were bowled on day 2 at Wantage Road, with Northamptonshire closing on 175 for 3 in reply to Yorkshire's first day total of 249. Kyle Kurtz and Stephen Peters added 66 for the first wicket, before 3 wickets fell for 40 runs, but he was joined by Rob Newton, and the pair had added an unbroken 69 for the 4th wicket by the time rain forced an early close. Essex's young opens Tom Wesley and Jake Micklebur both reached centuries, while Mark Pertini and Ryan Tendescott had ended with undefeated half-centuries to allow their side to declare on 434 for 3 against Leicestershire. David Masters then took 2 wickets in the visitors' first innings, as they closed in the perilous position of 32 for 2. Kent ended the opening day against Derbyshire on 238 for 8 after being put into bat by the home side's captain Wayne Madsen. They lost a cluster of wickets in the middle of their innings, 3 of them to Tim Grunewald to undo the good work of Sam Northeast, who made 52, before Matt Coles effected a partial recovery and ended unbeaten on 51. And wickets continued to fall at Chester Street, but it was Australia A who ended the second day in the ascendancy by reaching 56 without loss in their pursuit of 224 to win in the 4th innings. They had begun the day on 111 for 6 in their first and managed to get up to 159 thanks to an 8th wicket stand of 41 between Mitchell Stark and Tim Payne. Durham then slipped to 38 for 4 in their second innings, but Ian Blackball rescued them with a typically aggressive half-century and they were eventually bowled out for 185.